RFK, RIP. It is enough to say who came. Marvelous crowds, trackside. Now for naught it was complained. There in mourning, numb with disbelief and despair grown of other killing, indifferent evil joined to the common works of man. 20 cars made up the train, 1,000 aboard in stifling heat of early June, a disparate melange of family, friends, celebrities, Manhattan to Washington, taking twice as long as it should, an 8-hour day. Food ran out, water ran out, liquor ran out, everything ran out. The coffin rode in the last car. They brought 6 chairs from the dining coach for a makeshift beer to lift it into view. And she, alone, her veiled head laying against the casket, rosary in her fingers. I wasn't ready to see that, a witness said. The train carried the remains of our hope, said another. I put my hand on my heart, a woman remembered, and wondered aloud, who would we walk to the edge of a track and stand there for today? 2 million along the way, arriving early, staying late, missing the last minute, waving, saluting, kneeling, praying, paying last respects, thronged cities, sparse countrysides, lonely in-betweens, all the sighting a neighborhood, 225 miles up, watching, waiting, expecting, aching, foregoing meetings, appointments, games, and events to be there. Some had been shopping, some left work, school, abandoned posts, some left home, some left their lives. Windows flowing upon clacking rails past so many faces as to seem to the riders they themselves were frozen, the world flying by. Faces of pain, fear, passion, present for the oddity of it, in collusion, out of horror. They carried flowers, flags, and banners. Homemade signs said RFK, RIP, or so long, and we love you, Bobby. They held handkerchiefs, cameras, umbrellas, purses, children, and pets. They held each other, assembled in parking lots, open fields, under bridges, crowded embankments, road crossings, drainages, and backyards. They were uniformed, decked out, wore robes and habits, bathing suits, diapers, high fashion, homespun, shirtless and covered in grease, hairdressers, car salesmen, firemen, nurses and cops, a Cub Scout troop, entire baseball team, marching bands, congregations, complete strangers, nuclear families, young, old, glamorous, destitute, homely, wealthy, red, yellow, black, and white. New York to Union Station, when they arrived, the moon hung heavy and full over the Potomac. At the Lincoln Memorial, everyone sang the battle hymn of the Republic. And across the bridge into Arlington, a light rain had stopped. Old friends, weary pallbearers, trusted aides, family champions stumbled up the hill to the knoll to lay him beside his brother. Only a marvelous country would dare to have had him take his promise to make us a little better than we were. His metal, not strong, not weak, something between a blade of grass and finely honed sliver of steel, a sacrifice. His mild and magnificent eyes, now accustomed to the dark.